Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, good sir. One day to the big day.
Yeah, I suppose today's the big day. We just don't talk about it quite so much here.
Yes, okay.
We can talk about it there. But yeah, this time tomorrow, I suppose, we'll have an inkling of where we're going for the next 5, 15, 20 years, 50 years, however long it takes.
We wish you the best.
Thank you.
For sure. I mentioned this woman yesterday with respect to leadership. Talk to us about the findings in the UN court against Aung San Suu Kyi.
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? Because she was such a darling of the world at one stage.
Exactly.
and then became a pariah, really. And now I guess we're somewhere in between. At least we'll see how it pans out in the International Court of Justice. But Aung San Suu Kyi defending her country against allegations of genocide and only opening remarks, really. And so at this stage, there's no sort of evidence, some of which, by the way, could get a bit grisly, potentially, because we're talking about 700,000 people fleeing for various reasons to neighbouring Bangladesh. And the argument from the authorities, including from Myanmar's leader herself, is that it was about a natural exodus, if you like, people looking for a better life, fleeing poverty and hardship and the weather, and not fleeing brutal baton-wielding soldiers who also used real bullets on occasions. But the army crackdown seen rather differently around the rest of the world, but she has quite a case to answer. I suppose at this stage, because there are only opening remarks and opening statements and so forth, we don't yet quite know the full case against her. But from what we heard in about the previous 12 to 18 months, I would suggest it's quite a strong case she has to answer.
Indeed. And the fact of the matter is, I mean, it really was a crime of inaction, right? If we want to call it a crime, and that can seem difficult to prosecute, but definitely the UN courts do highlight aiding and abetting, for example, genocide and the like. And if your silence is aiding and abetting, then she should be held accountable for sure.
It feels a bit more than inaction. I mean, I think you're right that's part of it, isn't it? Is the blind eye being turned at the top, potentially. But there was plenty of action on the ground people being forced to flee and rounded up and put on trucks and, as I say, you know, being brutalized, and thousands of Rohingya Muslims died in the course of that exodus, and they didn't all trip over the same log.
Indeed. We spoke about the volcano earlier this week. Where are we at the moment?
Well, the death toll has gone up, and unfortunately, I mean, some of the details that have come out are quite harrowing, frankly, but we know that two people who were being treated in hospital have died, so now officially, I believe, the death toll is 8 from the volcano in the Bay of Plenty, White Island. 9 people are still officially missing, so really, that's 17 is the death toll. But also, the number of people who are in intensive care, because we know that 30-something people were hospitalised, 2 of them have since died, some are in a bad way, but 20 people in intensive care. And just the scale of this is, some are so badly burned, in fact, most are so badly burned, they will need enormous skin grafts, and of course, these are life-changing injuries, to the extent that apparently the New Zealand hospitals, and indeed Australian hospitals, because some have been flown to the Australian burns units and things, they have asked for 1 million square centimetres of replacement skin.
Sure.
1 million square centimetres for those 20 or so patients. They obviously feel that they will need to keep grafting, and those poor people, they're going to go through hell, frankly, for the next however long it takes.
For sure. Talk to us about the British election legacy.
Yeah, I think maybe 3 little legacies, apart from the fact that, you know, obviously whoever wins is a bit of a legacy, and the fact that this is our first winter election since 1923 in itself is a thing, but I spotted 3 others, which I think might just resonate in future years. Social media, political advertising. We've not really had it before. We've had little glimmers of it, perhaps, 2 years ago, little glimmers of it in the referendum. But obviously other elections around the world have seen it, and big time. And so the extent that, for instance, the Conservative Party had 6,000 social media ads just in one short period, you understand,
mm-hmm.
and 80% of them contained untruths. I mean, I think it would be a bit strong to say they had lies in them, but things that didn't add up, facts that weren't facts, that sort of stuff.
Indeed.
80%. And that's from an official, you know, political party. Number two legacy, the Labour Party, and those assertions about Boris Johnson selling off the health service, which they certainly, Jeremy Corbyn talked about, it may have been based entirely on a false document that was planted by the Russians. So,
oh, wow.
As well as the social media advertising, Russian interference. It hasn't gone away. It's still very much around. Oh. Although nothing 100% proven, nonetheless, the finger points at Moscow just a little bit on that. And if politicians are basing arguments on fake documents that emanated from some think tank in Moscow, we're all in a bit of trouble, aren't we?
That's for sure.
And then number three, 650 constituencies, 2,500 candidates, twice as many men as women, but the most number of women candidates ever, so that the march of women is still on, if I can put it
That's
like that.
Good. That's good to know.
But also, it feels like we're a bit traditionalist. On the one hand, we're breaking through some barriers and some glass ceilings. On the other hand, how's this? The most common candidate's name in our election is David. There are 91 Davids,
wow.
73 Johns, 60 Jameses, and the most popular surnames are Jones and Smith. That doesn't feel like we've changed at all since the 13th century.
It doesn't get more British than that. Wow. Okay.
It doesn't really, does it? David Jones is your candidate.
Exactly. I like that. All righty. Adam Smith, Adam Gilchrist, good luck today at the polls. I'm
Thank
looking
you.
Forward to our conversation tomorrow. If